So here I am, Babrimi, if I got that right, the name of this fortress here in Georgia. And you can see their national flag fluttering aloft in the brisk breeze. So it's atop this hill, which commands the road over between Mtskheta and Tbilisi. And there you can see the convent I visited some time ago, but didn't film at, where more famous people are buried, and their shrines and the icons are to be very puissant. Look at the Soviet era, Khrushchevkas, these block tower blocks. And where is that? Is the Apostolic Cathedral. Okay. And then you see the valley, the floodplain, these ruined old houses here. And that is the monastery, the men's monastery we were at earlier on. And then yeah, you see my group, and then you see the river beyond. Okay, so you get some idea of just how barren and unconquered the land is. No proper road up here. Some people chose to stay in the bus rather than come up. Four Azerbaijani ladies chatting with them about my time there. One showed me a photo of her son, said I looked just like him. I do look quite like him. There was a hydroelectric dam, the main source of electricity. There's no oil or gas here, and there's not very much coal, but they tend not to use it very much. Okay, so wow, you see how dark the mountains are, and then covered with all these shrubs and bushes. So it's often sort of beige and dun, the soil, and it's liberally scattered with scree. So there are lots of, arets, or various other, like those topographical features all over the place. Anyway, they get a lot of relief rain. You see they painted rather brightly over there, the tower blocks. So apart from, it's the religious capital of Georgia, Mtskheta, but a lot of the city is actually quite plain. Not much to write home about there. Okay, probably should have been catching on what he's saying, but anyway, it's a bit too late now. I missed out on that. I want to go up. I want to get away from them because I can take a lasenger. Yeah. Everybody's decided to come up rather than wait in the minibus. That's our minibus. So we saw images of Saint Nino, or Saint Ninas, I should say, in the convent, and a few nuns swathed all in their black habits, rather grumpy sorts. I wonder what this JCB is doing here. I should say excavator. The roads are actually in very good condition. But look at this house here, overhanging the river on stilts. How curious, charming. What do you think? I noticed some of our group are missing. There are about 15 of us, a couple of little children. School time in Russia, but of course they don't go to school till like 7. We just take them out of school. Only two other males in the group. Anyway, that's probably about enough. I'm not sure I can keep this going long enough for 8 minutes to monetize it. But you get an idea of what Georgia is like, the Georgian countryside. And these rumpled hills, it's all very uneven. You can see, wow, let's see the cross section of where things got through. Is vulnerable to earthquakes, and saying some things didn't collapse despite earthquakes in many wars. And then the writing's up in Georgian everywhere. You might not be surprised, though, there's a police car going through the very long puddle, but to the very little up in Russian, have a few things up in English. Okay, so that often talking about the roof, the cupola, the conical shaped roof that they have on their churches, not the domes like in Russia. They've got their autocephalous Orthodox church here, as in it's got its own head. So yeah, mentioned the Greek legends a lot, Georgia. Okay, I'll switch it off now. Toodaloo.